history of the world. They lied and stole and smoked cigars, even the girls. And they talked dirty and cussed their teachers, took the name of the Lord in vain, and they set fire to Fred Shoemaker's old broken-down tool house. There were six of them. Ralph, Imogene, Leroy, Claude, Ollie, and Gladys. And they went through Woodrow Wilson's school like those South American fish that strip your bones clean. And they went around town the same way, too, stealing things and tearing things up and whamming kids. So it was hard to get away from them. There was only one safe place.
Sweet hour of death, sweet hour of death, because there are no birdmen's there, and Jesus loves us as they say, because he keeps the miles away.
That's my little brother, Charlie. And that's what he said when the Sunday school teacher asked what was his favorite thing about Sunday school. Well, Charlie said no herdmans. And that kind of made the teacher mad because all the other kids said nice things about God and Jesus and happy feelings. But old Charlie told the real truth. No herdmans.
I don't care what everybody else said. That's what they really thought. All that other stuff is okay, but the main good thing about church is there are no herdmans there. Ever.
Now, that's not a very Christian sentiment, it seems to me.
But it's a very practical sentiment. I mean, Charlie was black and blue all last year because he had to sit next to Leroy Herdman in school.
Is Leroy the worst one?
No, they're all the worst one.
Well, Ralph's the biggest, so if Ralph gets you, then...
That doesn't make any difference. Gladys isn't big, but she's mean, and she's fast, and she
fights. I'm sorry I asked. Just stay away from all of them.
That's what I said. Stay away from them. Go to church.
Oh, I'm glad to hear you feel that way.
Why?
No arguments this year about the Christmas pageant.
I don't want to be a shepherd again.
Well, then Thomas Armstrong, you want to be a wise man.
I don't want to be in it.
Well, everybody's in it. Think how I'd feel sitting there on Christmas Eve if my own children were in the play. Think how your father would feel. You'd feel terrible, wouldn't you, Bob?
Well, actually, I wasn't planning on going this year.
What?
Grace, you know how it always is. It's so crowded. They could just use my seat. I just want to stay home, put on my bathrobe, and relax. Plus, there's nothing ever different about the pageant anyway.
Well, there's going to be something different this year.
What?
Charlie's going to be wearing your bathrobe.
You just made that up.
Why don't you just be Joseph? Elmer Hopkins will pay you $1 to be Joseph. He's sick of being Joseph all the time just because his daddy's a minister. So nobody wants to be Joseph.
No, you're wrong. Nobody wants to be in it.
Well, what are you going to be?
I'm always in the angel choir.
Well, then why can't Charlie be in the angel choir?
Duh, I can't sing.
Well, from what I hear, that's not a serious drawback. Away in the Manger has always sounded like a closet full of mice.
It's true. So, anyways, what are you wearing in the angel choir?
Bedsheets.
Oh, boy. Some choice. A bathrobe or a bedsheet. Come on. Let's go watch TV.
You know, Miss Armstrong works very hard to give everyone a very lovely experience.
No, Mrs. Armstrong just likes to run things.
Yeah.
Of course they're right. I mean, she's chairman of the bazaar, she directs the pageant, she cooks the potluck supper. I think Helen Armstrong would preach the sermon if anyone would let her.
Is that George Armstrong's wife?
Yes.
Well, maybe she'll try to manage the hospital, because that's where she is. I saw George at the drugstore this morning, and he said his wife fell and broke her leg. She'll be in traction for 2 weeks and then laid up until the first of the year.
The first of the year? Well, they'll have to cancel Christmas.
She runs Christmas.
Well, no, but she's chairman of the bazaar. She directs the pageant. I mean, I feel sorry for Helen, but who's going to do all those things?
Hello, Grace?
Bob?
Yes?
I have to direct the Christmas pageant.
Does that mean I have to go now?
Our Christmas pageant is in what you'd like to call four-star entertainment. Mrs. Armstrong breaking her leg was the only unexpected thing that has ever happened to it. It's always the same old Christmas story, with the same old Christmas carols, the same old Mary and Joseph, and that's what my mother got stuck with. That Mrs. Armstrong.
Tell you again, Grace, how important it is to give everyone a chance. Here's what I do. I always start with Mary, and I tell them we must choose our Mary very carefully, because Mary was the mother of Jesus, and you know how important she is.
Yes, Helen, I know how important she is.
Yes, and then I tell them about Joseph and how he was God's choice to be Jesus' father. That's how I explain that one. Frankly, I don't ever spend much time on Joseph because it's always Elmer Hopkins, and he knows all about Mary and Joseph.
Wait a second. I thought Mrs. Armstrong was interaction. How on earth can she talk on the phone if she's in traction?
What do you think traction is?
Like when they put you to sleep or something.
No such luck. Beth, we need salt, pepper, and napkins, please.
But I do explain about the wise men and the shepherds and how important they are. And I tell them there are no small parts, only small actors. Remind the angel choir not to stare at the audience and don't let them wear clunky shoes or high heels. Oh, and I hope you don't have too many baby angels, Grace, because that will be your biggest problem.
You'll leave some for the rest of us, won't you?
I'm hungry. Leroy Herdman stole my lunch again.
How can you let him do that to you day after day?
How can I stop him? And where's the chicken?
I don't know. Grace, where's my chicken?
It's still in the oven.
I'll get it.
Oh, another thing. You'll have to get someone to push the baby angels on. Otherwise, they get in each other's way and they can easily bend their wings. Oh, you know, Bob could do that. And he could keep an eye on the angels, too. Oh, another thing about the angel choir. Don't let them wear lipstick. They think because it's a play and all that they absolutely have to. Oh, and it just looks terrible. So tell them not to wear it. And if you have those certain people that like to wear it, don't let them wear a lot.
And Helen, I think someone's at my door.
No, but you have to make that clear to them.
I'll call you back. Yes, yes, I'm coming.
Lady! Can I please have some supper? I haven't had a reunion in 3 days.
Oh my goodness, for heaven's sake, it's you.
It's getting really lonely at the table.
Well, I guess Helen Armstrong feels lonely being at the hospital.
Phones aren't working.
I bet she told you about no small parts, only small actors again.
And about getting someone to shove the baby angels on stage and make the shepherds be quiet. Well, yes, actually, she suggested your father. Get it. Hello?
Yes, another thing, Grace. Don't use just anybody's baby for Jesus. Get a quiet one. Better yet, get two if you can. Then if one becomes fussy, you can always switch them.
My mother didn't pay much attention to Mrs. Armstrong. She said that Mrs. Armstrong was just stuck in the hospital with nothing to do but think up more problems. But there weren't going to be any problems. Of course, my mother didn't count on the Herdmans showing up. And that was all Charlie's fault. It's about Mary.
Who's Mary?
I am. Well, probably I am. I know the part.
Settle down, okay? Today we will be discussing who will play the main roles in our Christmas pageant. But of course, everyone will have a very important part to play. You know, Miss Armstrong always tells you, there are no small parts, only small actors. Well, at least, isn't that what she always says?
That's what she always tells us, but she never tells us what it means.
Well, don't you know what it means?
I know what it means. It means that the short kids have to be in the front row, or else nobody can see them.
Well, not exactly. What it really means is that the littlest baby angel is just as important as Mary.
I don't think that anyone is as important as Mary.
Naturally, that's what you would think, Alice.
I think Jesus is most important.
I still think it means that the short kids have to be in the front.
All right, girls, girls, girls. Everyone is important. Mary, Jesus, and the short kids. Beverly, will you step out in the hall and see if anyone else is coming? Okay, those of you who will be in our angel choir, please tell your mother that you'll be needing white bed sheets.
Hi, Beverly.
And those who want to be shepherds. Okay, let's make some room for the Herdmans. Where's Beverly?
I don't know. I think she got sick.
Did she say she was sick?
No. All I said was, hi, Beverly, and she just left.
Oh, I see. Well, will someone please tell Beverly that we will be having rehearsals for the next 4 Wednesdays? Plan to be here for everyone.
Well, what if we get sick?
You won't get sick, Elmer. But of course, Mary and Joseph must absolutely come to every rehearsal.
Well, what if they get sick?
They won't get sick either, Elmer.
Well, Beverly got sick when game started.
We don't know that Beverly got sick. Now, I want you to think about Mary. Mary's kind, sweet, and gentle, and the person who plays Mary should have those qualities. So who would like to volunteer for the part?
Did you have a question, MG?
No, I'll be Mary. And Rob over there, he wants to be Joseph.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, well, I'll just make a list of names, and then I'll decide after I've taken down names. Okay, so Ralph Herdman wants to be our Joseph. What other names can I put on my list? Elmer, do you want to be Joseph?
Oh, no.
Okay, very well. Ralph Herdman will be our Joseph. Now, Emma Jean has volunteered to be Mary. What other names can I put on my list? Janet? Roberta? Alice, don't you want to volunteer?
No, I don't want to.
I want to be Mary.
Hush up, Gladys. I'm already Mary. You be a wise man.
Well, wise men are usually boys, but in this case, you can always make an exception.
I'll be a wise man.
Me too. Want to be a wise man?
What's a wise man? Just raise your hand.
What's that to be?
I don't know. Some angel.
Ooh, I'll be that.
What is it?
Well, it's the angel of the Lord who visits the shepherds. There, we do have some volunteers. Yes, Hobie, would you like to be a shepherd?
No. I just want to say that I cannot be a shepherd. We have to go to Philadelphia.
Well, why didn't you say so before?
I just remembered. That's what I was
saying. My mother doesn't want me to be a shepherd.
Why not?
I don't know. She just said don't be a shepherd.
Well, I'm not going to be a shepherd.
Oh, yes, you are. What is the matter with all of you?
I don't want to be a shepherd. Buzz Herman, it's way too hard.
Why, that's ridiculous. The angel of the Lord just visits the shepherds and says, unto you a child is born.
Yeah, and hits them.
Elmer, I don't want to hear another word about it. No shepherds may quit or get sick. Now, that's all for today. You may go. But I expect to see everyone here Wednesday at 6:30. Alice, may I speak to you for a moment? Alice, why in the world didn't you raise your hand?
She said,
I'm going to be Mary in this play. If you open your mouth and raise your hand, you'll wish you did.
But I'm always Mary in the Christmas pageant.
Go ahead then. And next spring when the pussy willows come out, I'll stick a pussy willow so far down your ear that nobody can reach it. It'll sprout there and grow and grow. You'll spend the rest of your life with a pussy willow bush growing out of your ear.
I don't think she would really do that, Alice.
She would too. Herdmans will do anything. You just watch. They'll do something terrible and ruin the whole pageant, and it's all your mother's fault.
Jesus? Where was Reverend Hopkins, I'd like to know? He was what? Visiting shut-ins? Well, I'm a shut-in and he wasn't visiting me.
I said, why not let them hand out programs at the door? Grace said we never have programs. But I said,
better nail down the church and lock up the soda service and hide the collection plates before they clean them out.
Where was Grace? Couldn't she have sent them away, told them to go home? Oh, I feel responsible. If I'd been around, this never would have happened.
this never would have happened. Well, let me tell
don't
you!
Tell me, please. Trust me. I'm on your side. Girls, this is
Helen Armstrong is not the only woman alive who can run a Christmas pageant. I mean, I made up my mind just to do the best I could under the circumstances, but now I'm going to make this the best Christmas pageant that we ever had. And I'm going to do it with the Herdmans. After all, they raised their hand, and nobody else did.
Now we have to waste all of our time for nothing.
Alright, listen up. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, who was great with child.
Pregnant? She was pregnant!
Days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son.
I don't think it's very nice to say that Mary was pregnant.
Why, she was.
It's better to say great with child. I don't think your mother should say that Mary was pregnant. I'm not supposed to talk about that kind of stuff, especially in church.
And wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
My goodness, they have room for Jesus?
Well, nobody knew the baby was going to be Jesus.
Did Mary know? Did he know? What was the matter with Joseph and he didn't tell them? Her pregnant and everything.
What's a manger? It's a kind of bed.
Well, they didn't have a bed in the barn, so they had to use whatever there was. What would you do if you had a newborn baby, but no bed to put it in?
We put glass in the beer drawer.
Okay, well, there you go. You didn't have a bed for Gladys, so you had to use something else.
Actually, we had a bed, only Ollie was still in it, and he didn't like Gladys. Ollie, do you remember how you didn't like Gladys?
That was pretty smart of Ollie, not to let Gladys right off the bat. Anyway, a manger is a large wooden feeding trough for animals.
What were the wadded up clothes?
The what?
Standing there, wrapping them up in wadded up clothes.
Oh no, that's swaddling clothes. People used to wrap their babies up in large pieces of material to keep them warm and cozy.
You mean they tied him up and put him in a feed box? Where was the child welfare?
There wasn't any child welfare in Bethlehem.
I'll say there wasn't.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the
Lord.
What?
Out of the black night with horrible vengeance, the mighty.
Gladys, this is the angel of the Lord who comes and visits the shepherds. Well, if you want to get technical, it's...
Damn!
Okay. Anyway. And there came wise men from the east, bearing gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh.
What's that?
Well, they were special. special things. Spices and precious oils.
Oil.
And...
What kind of present is oil? You can better present for welfare.
No, they were kings, and they were sent.
Well, it's about time somebody important showed up. They're kings. They get the baby in the barn until the innkeeper were to get off.
Well, like I said, they were kings, and they were sent by Herod, who was, well, he was the main king, and he wanted to have Jesus put to death.
My goodness! Just a born mortal baby!
Who's Herod in this play?
Herod isn't in this play.
So, let me get this straight. He's not the children of the baby. Does it even end the play?
Well, somebody better be Herod. Let Charlie be Herod.
What?
He says, go get me that baby, and they say, okay, because he's king, y'all.
I'm not going to be Herod.
There is no Herod in this play. No Herod.
No. Joseph gets up there. Oh, my God. See? They're going to pull on him, and it's going to be me. I'm going to get killed.
Forget about Herod. There is no Herod in this play. Now
sit down. Now I'm going to the baby to the fight's over.
Somebody got to fix the innkeeper up. Black, you wipe out the innkeeper.
I can't. I'm an angel.
That's not there wasn't any room.
Then I throw somebody out. I tell them, I got this baby as a middle winner. She either get out, move over.
I go after her hair.
Me? I would send the angel after her. She could just point her electric finger, turn to a pile of ashes.
Yeah! Zap! Zap!
What's the name of
this
place? She never said.
Chris's
pet.
That's not
a
name for the
name. I got a name! I got a name! Ready?
That'd be good.
Revenge at Bethlehem!
Boom! Look better. Come on, man.
What TV Downs guy is
this? Revenge at Bethlehem? The Herpes thought the Christmas story came right out of the FBI files. Well, at least they picked out the right villain. It was Herod they wanted to gang up on, and not baby Jesus. But we didn't even have a baby Jesus. It was supposed to be Eugene Slocum, but when Mrs. Slocum found out that Imogene was going to be married, she wasn't going to let her get hands on. So we didn't have a baby Jesus. And that really bothered her, but she kept trying to scratch up a baby, even at the last rehearsal. Okay, what do you keep writing in that book?
Well, it's
like a diary. Let me see. It is not. It's all about the Herdmans. Imogene curses and swears all the time. Ralph Herdman talks about naughty things. And Mrs. Bradley called Mary pregnant. Gladys Herdman drinks communion wine? Oh, come on. You know it isn't wine. It's just grape juice.
I don't care what it is. She drinks it. I've seen her 3 times with her mouth all purple. And they steal, too. If you shake your birthday ring out in the hall, it doesn't make a sound because they stole all the pennies out of it. And every time I go in the ladies' room, the whole air is blown, and Imogene Herdman is sitting there in the Mary costume, smoking cigars.
And you wrote all of this down. What am I for?
For my mother and Reverend Hopkins and the Ladies Aid Society and anyone else who wants to know what happened when this whole pageant turns out to be a big mess.
I just want to let you know we're on the back making applesauce cake.
We'll try not to bother you. I guess this is your dress rehearsal?
Well, it's supposed to be. Oh, Anna, didn't I just hear your niece had a baby a month ago or so? A little girl?
Yeah, she's 5 weeks old.
I was wondering how it'd be if maybe I were to call her and ask if I could borrow the baby.
Right, no. I could make up some lie and tell you the baby's sick or cranky or something. But
The truth is, she's perfectly happy and healthy and beautiful. And we all want her to stay that way. So I'm certainly not hating her over it and making her sorry.
We'll grow together.
We won't grow together in just an hour and a half.
I don't know.
Well, then, what did the doctor tell you?
What doctor?
Who pierced your ears?
Gladys?
She probably did it with an ice pick. I'll bet Imogene's ears turn black and fall off.
Well, we'll just find something smaller to wear. Now, is that your costume? Is that what you're going to be wearing? You're all supposed to have on your costumes.
To wear your father's bathrobe. That's what I've got to do. What does he hang around the house in?
It's long gone.
Not you!
Alright, let's just pretend that we're wearing our costumes.
This is Jackie. Are we going through the whole thing?
Yes, but first we're just going to practice the entrances. So I need the shepherds over here, boys and over here, and I will give you your cues. Maxine, will you just read the last few parts of your line?
And there were shepherds in their fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night.
All right, music, shepherds.
And lo, the angel of the Lord appeared to them.
Shazam! No! No! Not yet. It's not my turn. Okay, music, wise men.
And
that is baby here. Don't touch him!
My name's Jesus.
Imogene, you don't say anything. A lovely picture of what Christmas is all about. Now put the doll back.
I'm going to say anything? Let me get this straight. Some angel tells me what to call the baby. I won't name him Vincent.
Oh, what a terrible thing to say.
What angel was that? Gladys, is that you?
No,
Gladys just goes and visits the shepherds and says, unto you a child is born.
Yeah, unto you a child is born.
Unto me, not them, me.
No,
I'm gonna have the baby.
No, Imogene. What it means is that Jesus is a gift to all. Unto all a child is born.
Why did you let Mary name her own baby? What did the angel do? Just walk up and say, name him Jesus?
Yes!
I know what the angel said. She said his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. We never did start over, and we never did get through the whole thing. 5 minutes turned into 15 minutes, and the entire time, Imogene was in the bathroom smoking cigars. Then Mrs. McCarthy went in the bathroom, saw all the smoke, and she called the fire department, and they came right away. Kitchen. All the applesauce cake had burnt up.
All clear.
All the ladies were mad about that. And Mrs. McCarthy was mad, and my mother was mad.
Why in the world did you call the fire department
about a little smoke?
It was a lot of smoke. The ladies' room was full of thick smoke.
It couldn't have been. You just got excited, that's all. And now look, the streets are full of baby angels crying, shepherds climbing all over the fire trucks. In half the neighborhood. I mean, didn't you know it was just cigar smoke?
I didn't expect to find cigar smoke in the ladies' room of the church.
Alice Wendelkin's mother was mad, too. and my mother was mad, the Ladies' Aid Society was mad, and Reverend Hopkins? Well, he didn't know what to think of it.
Some people say they set fire to the ladies' room. Some people say they set fire to the kitchen. Vera Wendelkin says that all they do is talk about inappropriate things.
No, that was just Hobie Clark, and he was just talking about Long John's. And we didn't set fire to anything. The only fire was in the kitchen where the applesauce cake burnt up.
Well, the whole church is in an uproar. Oh, I don't know, Grace. Jesus said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me." But I'm not sure he meant the Herdmans. Grace, don't you think we should cancel the pageant?
I bet that was Helen Armstrong's idea.
We could blame it on the fire. I mean, it makes a good excuse.
I bet that was Edna McCarthy's idea.
It's just that the whole church seems to think it's going to be...
A disaster? Well, they're wrong. It's going to be the best Christmas pageant that we ever had.
No, but Grace... I don't think anyone's gonna come to see it.
I didn't think so either, and neither did Charlie. But we were wrong. On Christmas Eve, the church was jammed full. Everybody came. To see what the Herdmans would do. Wait till I turn on the lights. Watch your step.
I can't see anything, Grace. What do you expect me to do with this thing anyway?
Oh, wait. I thought it might look like a palm tree. I see now that it doesn't. Well, I don't have any idea what's going to happen tonight. We never once got through the whole thing, and the Herdmans still think this is some kind of spy story. It may be the first pageant in history where the wise men get in a fight and Mary and Joseph run off with the baby. Where are the kids?
All the kids in the world are downstairs putting on pictures.
I mean, our kids.
We're here.
It's getting late for the tiny costumes.
But it's just gonna be awful. They look terrible, all fastened together with safety pins and wearing moldy old sneakers. Mary and Joseph, I mean. They look like refugees or something.
Well, that's what they were, Mary and Joseph. They were refugees. They were long away from home, didn't have any place to stay, had no food, no friends, and they were probably cold, tired, hungry, and messy.
Well, I don't know about cold and hungry, but they're sure messy.
Do you think I should go downstairs and check?
Entirely too much now. I gotta push the baby angels on stage. Then I gotta hand the shepherds their crooks and push them on stage. Now, when do I do all this?
Oh, here. Just follow the scripts.
Right there. The angel, shepherds, wise men. Yeah, doesn't seem to say here where the fire engine's coming.
Oh, what? I want to see how y'all look. Guys, where's your halo?
My cat buried it. I was thinking about how unto you a child was born. If I were a shepherd, I would be tearing halfway across the countryside to find a baby I can know where he's at. So, can I say something else that there Jesus is?
No, guys, all you say is unto you a child is born. As people are arriving, I need you guys to be as quiet as possible, and good luck.
Mrs. Bradley, actors don't say good luck. Actors say break a leg.
I know, but in this case, no! Both of you don't know what break a leg means. It's just a theatrical saying. It does not mean break your leg or anyone else's. Okay.
Oh,
And MG, try to remember that this is a baby. And for tonight anyway, it's baby Jesus.
Into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
And they look awful. What's that she's doing with the baby? Oh, I don't think it's very nice to birth the baby Jesus like he has colic or something.
So? What if he did have colic just like any other baby?
I don't care. It looks awful. And they look awful.
So what? They just came a long way, and now they've got a new baby to worry about.
Who, Ralph and Imogene?
No, Mary and Joseph.
And there were shepherds in the same country, abiding in their fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord appeared to them. And lo, the angel of the Lord appeared to them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid when the angel of the Lord appeared to them. There was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And when Jesus was born, there came wise men from the east to worship him, bringing gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh.
And they look awful too. And what's that Levi's got?
I think it's a ham.
A ham? I'll bet they stole it.
No, I think it's the ham from their welfare basket.
You mean it's their own ham? Then they must hate ham.
Well, even if they hate ham, Alice, it's the only thing they ever gave away in their entire lives.
But being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to their own country by Herod, they departed for their country another way. And all they that heard it wondered at these things told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
Beth, look, Mary's crying. Mrs. Bradley, Mary's crying.
Thank you. that be?
Oh, I always get a little weepy about the pageants. I guess it's the children and the carols. But you're right. This one was the best one. I mean, it should have been the worst.
There was just something different.
Well, the angel of the Lord was different.
Yes, but you know, I like that. I love to speak. Sometimes you can't even hear the angel of the Lord. I must find grace for God.
I just wish now that I'd never use my Eugene to be the baby Jesus.
Who was the baby Jesus?
Why, it was a doll.
Oh, no. That was my doll.
Oh, dear. Let's go get some coffee.
It did seem real, as if it might have happened just that way. We all thought the Christmas pageant was about Jesus, but he's only a part of it. It's about a new family with a whole new baby, with nowhere to go, no money, no food, and nobody they knew. And then, arriving from the East, like my uncle from New Jersey, some rich friends. Because of the Herdmans, the Christmas story turned out to be a whole new story, with Imogene birthing a baby, and then Leroy bringing such a sensible present. I mean, after all, you can't eat frankincense. And then even Gladys. He's in the barn, he's in the barn, go see him! That way the shepherds didn't have to stumble all over the countryside. But I guess it wasn't like that for Imogene. For her, the Christmas story turned out to be all wonder and mystery, as if she had just caught on to what the Christmas story was all about. Afterwards, we had a party in the basement. But the Herdmans didn't stay. They didn't drink any cocoa, and they didn't try to walk off with all the cookies, and they wouldn't even take their candy canes home.
I guess that's about it. Are there kids left downstairs?
No, all the kids out in the world are gone. You know, you're wearing your bathrobe. You aren't planning on wearing it, are you?
Why not? You know, I wouldn't mind being taken for a shepherd in this freaking bag.
Yes, you would. When it was over, some random lady came up and just hugged me just because I... Anywho, should I bring that ham?
Oh, no, that's the Herdman's ham from their welfare basket. But Leroy said, it's a present. You don't take back a present.
Leroy said that? They must hate him.
You and Alice want to
What about all these lights?
Oh, they're on a timer. They should go off in the night.
It's almost Christmas, you guys.
It's almost Christmas, kids. Almost Christmas, Charlie.
They put in a lot of time during school, after school. I appreciate Mr. Jonathan and Pastor Jonathan Andrews for doing all the lights and all the things. Mrs. Townsend in the back. Appreciate Miss Deer for all the work that she's done with the children. Would you all give them all a great big hand again so they can hear? book there? All right, just a couple things here. Aren't the drama students awesome? They did a great job. Appreciate the band. Yeah. Thank you, Keith. I'd like to invite all of you to go back to the Fellowship Center. This is the last night of the book fair. There's this huge stocking with about $100 worth of free things. All you have to do is put your name in. We're going to have the drawing tomorrow. And this is our last chance for that. The seniors still have some Christmas trees available if you'd like to buy one of those. And the only other thing I have to remind you is that school dismisses at 11:32 on Tuesday for our Christmas break. So let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. I thank all of you for coming out, and I hope you enjoyed this as much as I did back there. I hope you didn't hear me laughing too much. It was great. Ms. Townsend? Oh, yes, we're not done. Do I pray first or after this? Okay, I'm going to pray, then there's something special. Heavenly Father, you've been so good to us. I want to thank you so much for these young people and for the hard work and effort they put into this. I thank you for all those involved in helping and donating and giving of their time. Lord, this is all about you, and I appreciate the impact of this program, Lord, where Imogene realizes that this is all about the baby Jesus and how precious he was. And Lord, during this Christmas season, help us to remember that it's not just about being off from school and traveling to see grandmother and opening presents and snowball fights or all those things, dear God. It's all about Jesus Christ coming and being born of a virgin, Lord, that he might secure our salvation one day with his death, burial, and resurrection. Thank you, Lord, for this night, and we appreciate, Lord, all that was done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Some people say they set fire to the ladies' room. Some people say they set fire to the kitchen.
Did you hear what she said? Oh, I know! Fire! Fire! There's a fire!
Hey, he don't have a girl. He's single, ladies.
Oh, yes, I'll take over the bazaar. Edna, if you'll do the potluck supper. Oh, I don't know what in the world we'll do about the pageant. Oh, yes. Oh, how about Grace?
Let me talk about Miss Deer. It has to call me Bob.
One night, we were fighting and everything, and I didn't really want him fierce. So she decides to pull a little prank while I'm sleeping, takes an ice pig, a hot ice pig, stuck it in the fire, and just jabs it through my ear. And so I got my ears pierced.
Gladys, like seriously? I didn't even know we had a cat. How'd they bury it? I thought dogs bury it. But then Miss Bradley always getting mad for no reason. It was a fake dog. It's not a real baby.
No, the fairy goes like this. The fairy goes. Yeah, man.
Revenge at Bethlehem!
Boo! Get out of here!
We're recording. Start.
Right now?
Yes, start.
I was waiting for the nod. I couldn't see it. Okay, I'm going. I forgot my line.
Great day in the morning.
I'm running a half marathon. I'm going to wear these while I'm running. In the morning, I've been on the telephone all day. I can't make heads or tails of it. Why am I speaking like this?
I don't know.
Booze in my arm, it's not even funny, but she hits ruthlessly in the car. Still hurting right now. Got back at her though. Stuck a frog in a bit.
Our Christmas pageant isn't what you'd like to call four-star entertainment. Mrs. Armstrong breaking her leg was the only unexpected thing that has ever happened to her. So what was the single Christmas pageant?
Anyways, so that must happen.
Streets, you know.
Visit the book fair. Appreciate it. Thank you for coming.